listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a warning that's given to Bible teachers and read you from James chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, where we read this. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. In his letter, James wrote about the proof of a living faith, real faith that saves for eternity, and that also does some good in this life. Making our way into chapter 3 of the letter of James, we see that James focused on one aspect of a living faith, that it will affect the way we talk. You see, he begins with these words, "Let not many of you become teachers." James had a sober warning for those who would become teachers in the church. They must take the responsibility seriously because their accountability is greater and they shall receive a stricter judgment. It's easy to take a Bible teacher's position lightly in the church without considering its cost in terms of accountability. Jesus warned us, "To whom much is given, from him much will be required, and to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more." That's in Luke chapter 12. The words of Jesus in Luke 12 and other places, and the words of James right here in James chapter 3, remind us that being among the teachers in God's church is more than a matter of having natural or even spiritual gifts. There's an additional dimension of appropriate character and right living. Therefore, teachers were both tested more and would be judged more strictly. Then James explained another reason why it was so important for teachers to take this seriously. James reminds us, "For we all stumble in many things." You see, the greater accountability of teachers is especially sobering in light of our common weaknesses. After all, if we all stumble in many things, well, then we need to be careful. The ancient Greek word translated stumble here doesn't imply a fatal fall, but something that trips us up and hinders our spiritual progress. Now notice, James wrote here, "we" and not "they." He said, "we all stumble." That means that James included himself among those who could stumble. Yet, he did not excuse his or our stumbling. We know that we all stumble, but we should all press on to a better walk with the Lord, marked by, let's just say, less stumbling. Then James provided a way to measure spiritual maturity for teachers and all Christians. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man. We stumble in word about ourselves with our boasting, our exaggeration, our selective reporting. We stumble in word about others with our criticism, our gossip, our slander, or flattery. To not stumble in word shows real spiritual maturity. And this is especially relevant to Bible teachers who have so much more opportunity to sin with what they say. We could say it firmly to any teacher. Watch what you say. Your words are important. Now, that is something we all need to hear, as James will explain in the next several verses. Yet, teachers, Bible teachers, especially need to listen to this. They can help or hurt others for now and eternity by their words. Today, ask the Lord to give you a guard over what you say, that it might be glorifying to Him and helpful to others.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.